I just sick of the whinging and the whining. Ironically, of course, because I'm doing a hell of a lot of whinging and whining right now because I'm just so sick of the crap. Yeah, but at least I'm actually doing something about it. You know, allegedly. Maybe I'm just spinning my wheels here, you know. Maybe I haven't actually helped anything like 3-4 years doing this bloody radio show. Maybe I haven't helped a damn thing. Maybe I've actually helped things get worse. I was at Splore Festival. Did you hear about that?
I know the festival. Yeah.
I was there over the weekend, and a listener of mine got me a volunteer gig there. You know, like directing parking for several hours a day in exchange for, you know, just being able to stay there and go out booging at night. I can't cut a rug better than a craft knife. Sharp. What I'm talking about. And one of my listeners, actually, that's what he accused me of. I met one of my listeners, a different listener entirely, randomly, at Splore. I think maybe it was about fourth one of my listeners I met at that festival, in fact. And he said, I'm damaging people. That the way I'm carrying on and going on about it unseriously is actually hurting people, especially people who haven't come across this information before, who perhaps are only just starting to go through their awake process. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And he might be right. That's actually one of my that's one of my greatest fears, that I'll actually cause damage doing the thing that I think is doing the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling guilty for no reason, but...
Well, I guess you'd hope that someone in that position would use it to seek, if it wasn't the right presentation for them, then they'd use the opportunity to seek the presentation that works for them elsewhere.
Yeah. Maybe this listener's idea of that, you would listen to one episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show and you'd be scarred for life, you know? You would never recover.
Yeah, that might be beyond...
I reckon
it's... You're probably safe there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, but then again, it might be feasible. I don't know. You never know. People take it the wrong way, here's another point. You know how we were talking about how people are stupid? What if somebody who's foolish comes and listens to the show and they hear something on the show that wasn't like totally well researched or absolutely backed up by pure and solid fact, and they don't know how to research stuff for themselves, and they get themselves into real big trouble because they follow advice that they got from the show that wasn't totally onto it? Now, is it my responsibility to make sure that I vet absolutely everything I say and everything my guests do and what have you, just to make sure that stupid people who listen to the show, who take no personal responsibility for their actions, don't hurt themselves?
Yeah, I think that's probably in both directions, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just in that, it's always in your best interest to be as informed as possible for both parties. But, you know.
I know. However, the format of this show is somewhat different to a lot of other mainstream talk radio shows in that I don't vet my guests, nor even really speak to them beforehand, and no preparation. It's just like, we're here now, let's have a conversation, like two normal people sitting around in a cafe, just having a few laughs and having a yarn. You know, that's the way I think it. That's the way I think it works quite well. You know, it's got maybe its flaws and. Maybe things that need polishing and whatnot, but I don't know. I wish I had, like, a crew or something, you know, because at the moment it's just me, bro, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe sometime down the track, could even happen this year, I have, like, volunteers and or employees and or some nice facilities and whatnot, and, you know, we can really polish this turd up.